This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Concerns over short and long-term effects of concussions continue to grow across the nation. These traumatic brain injuries can leave a significant impact on people, but research suggests teenagers' brains are especially vulnerable. Recent studies show that concussions can impede students' and athletes' academic performance. Student reporter Keith Willis reports.
The teenage brain has marveled, perplexed, and frustrated parents and adults for years. Parents often question what could possibly be running through their teenager's brain when they make certain decisions. On the flip side, teens feel like parents just don't understand when it comes to their lives. In fact, the teenage brain is still developing during the adolescence phase.
The brain is the last organ in the body to mature fully. It takes until your mid-20s to have a fully mature brain, mid to late 20s.
Dr. Francis E. Jensen is a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School and senior associate in neurology at Children's Hospital in Boston. She also is an internationally known expert in neurology and the teenage brain. Jensen says concussions can be more dangerous for teenagers because their brain structure is not as strong as an adult's and is still building myelin. Myelin is a protective coating around the central and peripheral nervous system. The National Federation of State High School Association defines a concussion as a brain injury that results in a temporary disruption of normal brain functions. A concussion occurs when the brain is violently rocked back and forth or twisted inside the skull as a result of a blow to the head or body.
The injury from these impacts is coming from inside the skull, not outside the skull.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a concussion can affect a student's ability to participate, learn, and perform well in school. The experience of learning and engaging in academic activities that require concentration can actually cause a student's concussion symptoms to reappear or worsen. Back in May 2015, researchers from the Children's National Health System, George Washington University School of Medicine, and Brody School of Medicine at East Carolina University studied 349 students, ages 5 to 18, to find out what happened to their academic performances after a concussion. The study found that the severity of the concussion symptoms was directly related to the degree of academic problems among all grade levels. 88% of the children who were not fully recovered still had problems with concentration, headaches, and fatigue. 77% of those same children had problems taking notes and found themselves spending more time on homework and having problems studying for exams and quizzes. High school students reported having the most learning problems, significantly more than middle or elementary school children.
If you have a concussion, your ability to reason or to think or process information is negatively impacted.
That's West Virginia Senator Ron Stallings. In response to the issue of teenage concussions stemming from high school athletics, he spearheaded the passage of a bill in 2013 that mandated all coaches and trainers to have concussion training on a yearly basis. The bill also included a return-to-play protocol, which basically sets guidelines for when a player can return to action after sustaining a concussion. Stallings believes the bill is as strong as legislators could make it, but he worries players can get around the protocol by lying about their symptoms.
From a legislative standpoint, we thought it was as strong as we could do. Issue frequently has to do with the player. They're tough and they want to get back in there and play.
When it comes to returning to the field, the return-to-play protocol says a healthcare professional must make the decision about a student's readiness to return based on the number, type, and severity of symptoms the student experiences. The healthcare professional should also offer guidance about appropriate levels of cognitive and physical activity. In her studies, Dr. Jensen found out about a test certain schools administer to their players.
To fill out a very quick kind of questionnaire that looks at their focus and their ability to calculate things, just some very basic mental skills. Then, if they've had a concussion, you can retest them before you let them return to the field.
West Virginia's return-to-play protocol also says that when a student returns to school after a concussion, their actions and behaviors should be monitored. If the student shows cognitive difficulties compared to pre-injury, teachers should accommodate that student by reducing assignment load or increase time for the student to complete assignments. As a parent, you can notice symptoms of concussions when your child answers questions slowly, loses consciousness, or even shows mood or personality changes. Symptoms include headaches, vomiting, sensitivity to light or noise, and concentration problems along with feeling sluggish or dizzy. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Keith Willis in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:49. Mostly cloudy today and humid with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the 70s to near 80 degrees. Rain tapering off tonight with lows in the 60s, becoming mostly sunny tomorrow and warm with highs in the 80s. Increasing cloudiness Tuesday night with another chance of rain and thunderstorms. And there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday.
Support for this weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the New River Gorge Regional Development Authority, working to diversify the economy in the New River Gorge region of West Virginia. Information at nrgrda.org.
Shepherdstown is a little place with a lot of history. Harper's Ferry and the Antietam Battlefield are literally down the road. The tiny downtown has Civil War era brick buildings filled with mom and pop restaurants and shops. And there's a growing demand for local organic foods. Liz McCormick visited a local favorite, a restaurant called Mellow Moods.
Have a good day, y'all.
When you walk into Mellow Moods, you might notice the hardwood floor, dark and even crooked and uneven in some places. There are chalkboards featuring food jokes, local artists have work hanging on the walls, and you can sit at a table or on a couch. The smells of frying eggs, fresh, warm bread, vegetables, blended fruits, and different cheeses waft through the air, mixing together. It's around brunch time.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing?
I'm doing an egg burrito. So it's two fried eggs, peppers, onions, fresh salsa, house-made guacamole on a whole organic whole wheat tortilla.
That's Mike Davis, and he's the regular cook in the mornings.
My favorite drink, smoothie-wise, would have to be the Kauai Sunrise.
Up by the register, Jesse Wilt is making smoothies and juices.
Here we go, and I'm going to try this. Good. No matter how long I've been making smoothies and juices, I still try to taste things because our produce does change all the time. We have different kinds of lemons, different kind of apples, different kind of kale. So you always want to make sure that you still taste test stuff. You can try that.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Yeah, the juice I tried was called Morning Dew.
So the Morning Dew is fresh mint. It's cucumber. It's lemon and agave, so it's really refreshing, and it kind of gives you all the minerals and the nutrients that you're kind of sweating out. Kind of instantly gives you that refreshing boost that you need.
We do all of our baking.
That's Phil Mastrangelo. He's the owner and founder of Mellow Moods, which he opened in 2007. He grew up just outside of Shepherdstown on the Maryland side of the Potomac River. Mastrangelo says he wanted to bring real organic foods to people in a society stuffed to the gills with processed foods.
To get whole foods to people, it started as nothing but vegetarian because that is the easiest whole food. Fruits and vegetables, they are by far the simplest whole foods just to slice up and start eating.
But eventually he began offering things like organic chicken and wild salmon.
I didn't really want to jump in where everybody else was doing, and everyone else's menus have 90% meat, 10% vegetarian. I wanted to do 90% vegetarian, 10% meat. And it took off.
In summer, Mastrangelo gets most of his ingredients from local farmers, like Jimmy Foltz. I found Foltz at the local farmer's market, standing in front of a table full of potted herbs. He's known Mastrangelo for years.
I used to go over there and get some juices when he first opened up just as a juice shop. And as he built his business, my business kept building. And then I was like, why don't I grow some veggies for you, man? And he's like, yeah, do it. So we started about 3 years ago with me starting to grow more and more stuff vegetable-wise. But I've done everything organically since I've ever started. And I wanted to only do organic into an organic restaurant. And he is.
Owner Phil Mastrangelo says the restaurant gets food from other nearby farms, too.
I try to utilize as many as possible, mainly because I want as many local people to get my money as possible.
That's how the red rice and hemp burger came to be. to support a local business.
The Red Rice and Hemp Burger started with a friend's shop that was opening up, a hemp clothing store, and we wanted to do a special for them to help promote them, and just fell in love with it. And we make our own barbecue sauce, and we grill onions off. We have this amazing ciabatta bread, and the Red Rice and Hemp Burger was our first vegetarian burger.
The burger is a customer favorite, but so are other dishes.
Lox Sammy. Hands down, Lox Sammy.
This is Brian Albert. He says he comes into Mellow Moods 4 or 5 times a week.
It's wild salmon, wild smoked salmon, and it's really, really good. It's a great breakfast sandwich. Probably the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had.
We've been coming in here for 3 years.
Brahm is another regular. His brunch date has just finished her egg sandwich.
I always get it. I love it.
Now, we have a lot of confidence in Phil, the owner. You've been talking to him a little bit, but he's all about fresh and good ingredients and creativity and health and Mother Nature. So it's a pretty comfortable place to come in and eat. It really is.
Other customers say every time they come in, they have the egg burrito, maple quinoa, or vegan nachos. But Master Angelo says one of his favorite dishes is a very Appalachian one, his ramp special once a year when they're in season.
We do all kinds of stuff with ramps. Ramp and potatoes is one of my favorites, but I love ramps. They are the first food that... highly nutritious food that pops through in the spring.
It changes from month to month, but the menu always has a taste of the season and the region. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.